more van hier, so more breakfast. Kyk, as jy die ding, jy wil nou die issue to bed put. En dan is het eindelijk bedreigvoudig, sit jy een kat in die bed. Hy sal nie, hy sal uitklim en gaan by die ruit uit en gaan rondloop. Maar as jy een hond in die bed sit, dan slaap hy. So daar sit hem net in die bed gesit.
Rightfully so, but it can't be that simple. We need things that we need to measure. So I think, let's go for playability.
Okay.
Disciplina?
Yes, good one.
Okay.
How about, like, what it costs you to keep the pet? Like, maintenance?
Cleanliness?
Okay, definitely. Yeah, because you just said about the cats.
And then we need one more.
And then, the ultimate one is going to be, I think it needs to be affection.
Okay, so ons gaan hier die vijf afdelings vat, na die een plek waar mens alle antwoorden krijg.
Ja, vrouw.
Weer eens, ChatGPT. Okay?
Ek probeer nie dat, John.
ChatGPT. Category number one.
Playability.
Okay, according to ChatGPT, dogs, a staggering 10 out of 10, which makes sense, okay? Because ultimately, a dog will fetch a stick, a ball, your slippers, your sanity. It's basically like the PlayStation 5 of pets, né? Where for cats, they only get a 4 out of 10.
Yo, big okay? difference there.
Because the big playability factor with a cat is they'll chase a laser pointer, but that's also just for 3 minutes. And then they'll leave you for dead like a bad Tinder date. Discipline? Dogs? 8 out of 10.
Ooh, okay.
8 out of 10. Because once again, if you say sit, they sit.
And beg and roll over.
Stay? They stay. Do my taxes? They drool all over all the forms, but still.
Okay. Still, 8 out of 10.
Cats? 2 out of 10.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I don't even know how they got that to you.
Yeah, I think that's just the fact that, you know, when they knock over a glass of water on the table, the discipline part comes in where they just simply stare you down. Next up.
Next up, maintenance.
Dogs, 5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because obviously dogs, they needy. Okay? Jy moet dagelikse stappies. Nee, dit is grooming. Dis veearts rekeninge. Like, owning a dog is basically like a gym contract that you can't cancel.
Okay.
En dan, katte, 9 out of 10.
Sure.
Finally, cats on the scoreboard. Because remember, they self-cleaning, self-entertaining, né? They bury their own business. It's basically like a furry, I don't know, stofzuiger with attitude. Okay, so
let's go for the next one, cleanliness.
Cleanliness, dogs, 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Because remember, once again, it's mud, slobber, surprise puddles on the carpet. So ultimately, owning a dog is like hosting a permanent house party.
Yeah.
Where with cats,
self-cleaning.
Once again, 9 out of 10 because they lick themselves into a spa-level glow. So it's all tied up.
It's gonna come down to affection.
Yes, affection. Dogs. I'm not gonna give the score just yet, okay? But ultimately, if you think about it, dogs charge into any room like a cheerleader on strong coffee. Cats, they'll also love you, but when it suits them. A cat's affection is ultimately like Wi-Fi.
You have to earn it.
Well, it's strong 1 minute and mysteriously gone the next. So dogs, 10 out of 10. Cats, 6 out of 10. Which then, according to ChatGPT's calculations, the winner of the ultimate supreme pet. It's dogs! Yep. Dogs taking the accolade, okay? And, I mean, dogs coming in on a total of 36 out of 50, cats 30 out of 50. So dogs take the crown for being the most lovable, slobbery, overexcited clowns of the pet world, né? Whereas with cats, also a fantastic pet. But if you think about it, cats, they're just out there plotting world domination, but they're too busy napping on your clean laundry to follow through. So there you go. Debate?
Settled.